There are these glasses, they're not so new, but someone just asked me a shiloh about them. Photochromic, photo gray, different type of glasses that when you go outside in the sun, they change colors. It works through a chemical reaction. So the shiloh is on Shabbos. You know, there's an isser of svia, of dyeing, of coloring. So every time you go outside, from outside to inside, you're changing things. So the fact they change on and off, is that a problem of svia? Can you wear them on Shabbos or not? So the Rambam writes, you need a svia ha-miskayem. In order to be chayim in HaTorah in svia, it has to be something, a permanent change. So number one, clearly, we won't be dealing with the deraisa. This is constantly going on and off and changing. So the question is, what about, but still there's an issur d'rabbanan. We're equally zealous in fulfilling our rabbinical prohibitions and mitzvahs as we are our biblical. So is it an issur d'rabbanan? So most of the poskim say it's not even a problem d'rabbanan. They give similar reasons, different reasons. Avadya Yosef writes, because it's not doma to the tzvi and the mishkan. The Mishkan, there was like a substance of dye where they used to do it with. Here, it's happening by itself. Or as Ramosha writes, that it's all kinds of going on off. It's not even Doma Tzvi at all. And you're not doing anything. It's the sun doing it. So it's like a grama at best on a drabanan. So Rova Poskim assume it's Mutter, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orabach as well. On the prohibitive side, apparently Rev El Yashav, assuming he only holds it's Drabanan, he doesn't go for those other heterim. There's a famous Maisa. I think it's Rev El Yashav's son married Rev Shlomo Zalman's daughter. And she was in an eye store, eyeglass store, and I guess she was looking to buy these lenses. And I guess it somehow came up about the issue on Shabbos. So, somehow she was speaking to the person at the store. So she said, well, my father and father-in-law are always fighting over this issue, whether I could wear these on Shabbos or not. So the shoe store person said, okay, so go ask a posek. Obviously, she didn't. The shoe store person, the glass store person, didn't realize her father and father was Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav El Yashav. That's how the Maisa goes. Well, Maisa, I think the minig is Mako, and therefore we assume, unless you're Rav El Yashav's Talmud or son, it won't be an issue. And the Rov HaPoskin, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, Abaji Yosef, Shevi Levi, and others all assume it's not a problem of Svi at all, and it's permitted to go out with these glasses on Shabbos.